There is a sin that well describes this state of not understanding what God is trying to tell us, of just not getting it, of being ignorant about the way to live, the way to think, and that is stony insensibility. We pray against this sin in the evening prayers, and we should, because stony insensibility makes a person not even see God, not hear Him. Now, you might think you see and hear God, but are you better than the disciples? The disciples showed clearly how ignorant they were. They were being selfish and they were being proud and arrogant. And He had just told them about this great act of humility that He was about to embark upon. They didn't even hear that. They just heard the part about where they could possibly be, you know, next to the boss. This is stony insensibility. And we must fight this. You fight it by caring about the way you live. All the things that I always tell you about, and that's they're all true, but they're not a checklist. You know, the reading of the gospel and the praying for others. Those are all necessary, but they're necessary in the context that you recognize that there is a next life, there is a resurrection, and that you're not fully part of it yet, and you want to be. And if you recognize that, then you're not going to come up with dumb stuff like coming to the Lord and asking Him something that's either foolish or arrogant when He's trying to tell you something.